This goes to Dr. Stebbleton. Fax is 989-775-1640. Regarding Alan, it's A-L-A-N. Middle initial, D like David, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, date of birth 10-14 of 1951. Dear Dr. Stebbleton, this is a telemedicine consultation for Mr. Smith, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A chronic kidney disease, which has been present since at least 2018. He had been seeing specialists out in the Utah area and then moved back to Michigan a few years ago and saw a nephrologist out of Midland, but he prefers to see someone closer to Mount Pleasant and Clare. And so he is establishing with this practice. The patient actually has a complete blockage of his left kidney artery, and that did lead to profound left kidney atrophy and non-functioning of the left kidney. And he did have a right renal artery stent placed, and the right kidney has been functioning well since that procedure was done. He had severe peripheral artery disease in both legs, but had developed good collateral circulation, and so he did not require any stenting or surgical procedures on his legs to correct the arterial blockages. He continues to have claudication with walking, however, and pain. And he has suffered chronic neck and back pain, and he's had both cervical and lumbar fusions with minimal relief of his symptoms. He has had a long history of high blood pressure also, but it's well controlled currently on his current medications. He denies history of CVAs, no TIAs, no syncopal episodes, no chest pain or palpitations. He did have a normal cardiac stress test in November of last year. No cough, wheezing, or shortness of breath. He's had a history of colon polyps and he had a follow-up colonoscopy in November of 2021. That was also normal. He does have the known peripheral artery disease and claudication symptoms in the lower extremities. Color is good. Feet and toes and legs are warm. He does have prostate enlargement with nocturia up to three to four times a night. Minimal urinary dribbling at times, and no cloudiness or blood in the urine. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, asthma, claudication of the lower extremities, post-herpetic neuralgia after a severe case of shingles that lasted up to 6 months, benign prostatic hypertrophies, blockage of large arteries in the lower extremities with collateral formation, left kidney atrophy, and history of colon polyps. Past surgical history, he's had colonoscopies, and the most recent one was November of 2021, and that was normal. Cervical fusion, lumbar fusion with multiple rods placed, right hand amputation, right renal artery stent placement, and cardiac stress test was done in November of 2021. That was normal. Social history, the patient is divorced. He is retired. He quit smoking in 2000. I'm sorry, he quit smoking in the year 2000. Up to that point, he smoked about 1.5 packs of cigarettes per day for many years. He occasionally consumes alcohol and denies illicit drug use. Family history is significant for hyperlipidemia, asthma, and cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he's on Lipitor 40 milligram daily, Norvasc 10 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide is 12.5 milligram daily, metoprolol succinate, extended release, 200 milligram daily. Aspirin, 325 milligram daily. And he's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination, the patient appears alert and oriented. Color is good. He's in no respiratory distress during the appointment. Height is 68 inches. Weight, 195 pounds. He did not have a home blood pressure monitor, but his last blood pressure reading in September of 2021 was 138 over 80. And lab studies, most recent labs were done September 3rd of 2021. His creatinine was 1.4. July 27th of 2020, creatinine 1.3. Estimated GFR was 55, and that was his best level overall. 10/29, 2019, creatinine 1.5. Estimated GFR is 47. 9/5/19, creatinine 1.4. 6/24/19, creatinine 1.5. And 12/4/2018, creatinine is 1.6 with estimated GFR of 44. He also has normal electrolytes, albumin 3.8, calcium is 9.5, liver enzymes are normal. His most recent hemoglobin was done 7/27/2020. That is 14.7 with a normal white count and a normal platelet levels. And 10/29/19, hemoglobin is 15.7. Glucose was 78, and there's been no history of diabetes to his knowledge. And he also had ultrasound of kidneys. Most recent test was done 6/27/2019, and that showed his right kidney measuring 11 centimeters with a few cysts present, and the left kidney was 6.2 centimeters with also several cysts noted. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, secondary to non-functioning left kidney atrophy and right renal artery stenosis. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll get his first set this month and then every 3 months thereafter. He should follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agent use for pain. And he'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. The patient was also evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.